Hello, everybody. Welcome to Press, where we talk about things that press us
and stress us.
I'm Haley.
And I'm Kaylee.
And Kaylee, what is on the Thanksgiving menu for today?
Thanksgiving, of course.
Ah.
But yeah, so today we're going to talk about Thanksgiving. We're going to, well, okay, last time we recorded when we were talking about Unsolved, we did talk a little bit about Thanksgiving, and Haley felt like Thanksgiving is the ugly stepsister of the holidays for sure, but Haley thinks that it gets shit on too much.
And I just feel like Thanksgiving always gets like a bad rep.
Well, I mean, a lot of people don't like Thanksgiving because of, like, you know, the whole connotation between like indigenous people and like white folks. So people don't like it for
that's
that reason.
True.
And, like,
I mean, I think you can definitely separate, obviously recognize what happened, but
oh, yeah,
you can still make it about being thankful rather
right.
than celebrating. I guess you don't have to think about the pilgrims holding hands with the Native Americans, because clearly that's not the
Put
story.
Put down your decorations with that happening mm-hmm. on there. Don't include them this Thanksgiving.
No, because they lied to us in elementary school.
Yeah, it was not friendly at all.
I was coloring pilgrims and like the little Native Americans with their probably historically inaccurate feathers in their hair and all that stuff.
Very probable.
So yeah. So no, we don't celebrate that. That's another story.
Yeah. Well that's what past Haley said.
Yes.
At least.
But maybe rightfully so.
Maybe. But to get there, we're going to start by talking about what we're grateful for. And then we're going to go into how shitty Thanksgiving is.
Yes. So the idea of Thanksgiving truly is good, right? You know, people of different backgrounds, we're all coming together, trying to think of things we're thankful for. So we'll start out on a positive note and end on a negative one. Maybe we'll bring it back positive.
We'll see.
It's a surprise.
For all.
But I guess I'll start.
Go ahead.
So the things I'm thankful for, obviously friends, family, and savings.
Basic.
Account.
Okay,
that's savings good. Account.
Right. What other savings were there?
What? You said what?
Why did you have to clarify it was a savings account?
Account. You can have savings, but maybe it's not in an account. It's in your mattress. Mine
is it?
Isn't an account.
Oh, okay.
Don't tell the people, Kaylee. Yes, that's it. I mean, basic stuff. Blah blah blah. What about you? She's actually not thankful for anything.
I mean, yeah, the basic shit that you said already. But also, like, I guess I am thankful for this time in my life because it is hard being 20-something and trying to figure out what you're going to do. But I was able to leave a shitty job and, you know, be able to figure out what I want to do and not stress out about it. So I am thankful for that position for sure. I feel like I did back in the day when I didn't have a job at first, but this time I have some money, not a lot, but some money, and I could just focus on what I want to do, which I still managed to not do, but I can still pretend.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I am thankful for sure for that, and I guess we'll see what this journey has to offer, because I mean, Thanksgiving is nice to reflect on what you're grateful for, because I don't think a lot of the times we do. And I mean, I do suffer from, I guess I could self-diagnose myself and say I have depression, but it is hard to remember what you're thankful for and why you're here in the first place. So it's a nice time to remember.
That's true. Maybe we should have more these days,
honestly, because I mean, especially when it starts getting darker faster and it's like darker all the time, it's very easy to fall into that. But I mean, if you focus on what you are grateful for and soak up that sun, then maybe things will get easier. I don't know.
That's
I'm
true.
Not a psychologist.
No, but you know, we don't need degrees for that.
We have degrees in communication.
Ooh. Basically psychology. I took a couple classes. But yeah, no, that makes sense, because it's easier to see the negative things going on in your life. And they say if you write down like once a day or, you know, a week, whatever, just on a schedule, the things you're thankful for and the things that you're grateful for, that you actually start to have a more positive outlook and it's positive for you.
Yeah.
So maybe we should try being a little more positive.
We should. I remember this guy texted me and he was like, I really like your podcast, but the self-deprecation has to stop. And he was like, Kaylee, if you think you're fat, then just run. I mean, like,
oof.
And I like, I get it, because like it is hard to listen to someone else like shit on themselves for like an hour or whatever. But I mean, I think our podcast has gradually expanded to other topics besides how much, you know,
we hate life.
Exactly. But I think it's also a good thing to keep in the keep in mind that, you know, not all of us are perfect. We're not always having a great life. And it is nice to hear when other people are struggling, but also to hear them overcome that struggle. Mm-hmm. Because we all struggle. And I think if someone had told me that college wasn't the best 4 years of the life, then I probably would have taken it so hard that it wasn't.
Yeah. No, I've had a couple people that were like, when I listened to your college video or the college podcast, I was like, oh my gosh, I had the same experience. So
yeah.
I think for people that had a really awesome experience, they just maybe not necessarily understand.
Well, fuck off.
Yeah. Good for you. I'm glad it was the greatest year of your life. But yeah, I think it's different when you're in a positive place. You don't see, like, it might come off as just being, like you said, like self-deprecation and being really negative. Mm. But to some people, it's kind of a relief that somebody else has the same thought. So I think it depends on what perspective you're coming in from.
Yeah.
Especially when you feel like no one else had those thoughts. And then you're hearing it like, oh, maybe there is a negative experience to college.
Yeah,
it's not necessarily a terrible experience, but maybe it's not what they thought it was either. Because mm-hmm. I felt like everybody else around me was having a good time, and then I gradually was talking to other people, and I was like, no, there are some people who are just having an okay time. And I've heard many times again and again that college really is not the best 4 years of your life, because wow, if that was my peak, send me away now. Like, I'll go today. Like, that it better not be the Lord. Best. No, literally, if it's just downhill from there.
Honestly.
So we're getting off topic.
We are.
But you know what? We are going to be thankful. We did get to go to college.
That's very true.
That's awesome.
Because a lot of people don't.
Yeah, they don't get to, you know, they have other obligations. And they lead
successful lives.
They do. You still can. But, you know, right. It's expensive. So
it is.
Even being able to pay for it. So I guess we're thankful that we got to go. And we did get, I think we did have some good experiences, but just wasn't what we thought.
Oh, for sure. And I mean, I think also, because I did have a job opportunity in Austin to go to, but it reminded me that I would be back in the same or a similar situation that I was in college, which was alone in Austin by myself with no friends for like the beginning part. And I'm just like, if I didn't go to college and I didn't realize how I would feel all by myself and all alone, then I wouldn't have known that that's probably not the best experience for mm-hmm. me at this point. So, I mean, that is something that I am grateful for, to have that experience where I was faced with different shitty things by myself and I wasn't, like, you know, in the comfort of my parents' home. But it also helps me realize that, like, you know, that's not where I really want to go anymore. Mm-hmm. I don't want to go to that dark place where I am by myself and thinking about, like, why I don't have any friends.
No one does.
Yeah.
I suggest you don't.
Right. So I am thankful for that as well. But I'm also thankful for this podcast, because I feel like it gives me a space to talk about how I feel.
Oh.
And maybe nobody wants to listen to it. And that's probably true. But sometimes we have entertaining things to say. And I guess it's a good segment to move on to what we have to say now.
Yes.
So now we're going to get into the dark side of Thanksgiving, because of course we didn't learn everything about Thanksgiving when we were younger, which I mean makes sense. Like, why would you want to learn, like, when you're 7 that it was actually a terrible time?
But why not?
I mean, it is weird.
But you learn about you learn about everything else. Like, slavery, we always learned, was not great.
That's
true. I think a lot of things in American history classes were definitely taught from the white male perspective. So things were, I think, dumbed down a little bit more. I know there are things that were left out of the history books, like Black Wall Street. Have you heard of that?
You've told me, yes.
Yes, but you can look it up. But it's this basically a story about a town in Oklahoma, I believe. It was called Greenwood, and it was a freedom colony in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And it was basically all African Americans, and they ran the place. They made money. They had businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And it ended up being bombed by angry white people, basically, because God forbid they try to succeed and live better lives. But anyway,
that's terrible.
So that was not taught in history classes.
Yeah.
In history classes, I know in general, Malcolm X was always made to be out kind of the bad guy, while Martin Correct. Luther King was kind of the good guy. They're like, Martin Luther King, he was nonviolent, blah, 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 which mm-hmm. I think that some of those tactics were still successful. However, they made it seem like Malcolm X, for wanting to fight back and do the same things the white people were doing to them, he was kind of like, oh no, the bad guy.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, for sure. And I think it's just also, it also changes like what state you're in too. So of course, if you're in a different state, you learn different things. But I remember there's like this couple that I know, and one of them's from up north and the other one is from here, and they got into like an argument because they went to like a museum, and they were talking about one of the cases, and she's like, oh, I've never heard of this. And he got like upset about it. He's like, how have you never heard about this? It was like, I think it was, I believe it was the kissing case where you know, there was like that black kid who apparently made like a kissy face to that white woman.
Oh, Emmett Till?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so I think it was that case. And she didn't hear about it because she wasn't taught it. And so he got upset about it. And then they realized that different states have different teachings.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's weird. Like, we do have to teach our children of like what really happened in the past so they can learn about, you know, how we were founded and everything like that. But I guess should be like some softening as to what happened in the beginning. Like in elementary school, I don't think we should like be teaching like there's rape, murder, and all those kind of things. But when we get older, like in high school, we should be able to deal with those kind of things and know what happened and what really happened, mm-hmm. And why some people should not be celebrated like Columbus. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, it's a tricky thing, and I'm definitely like glad that I don't have to come up with curriculum for children.
Yeah.
But I mean, it is kind of weird that we do tend to soften things up for our generation, and then we go on to learn that those things weren't real. Mm-hmm. So I mean I always learned that Malcolm X was a bad guy in the situation for, like, you know, the civil rights movement, but I mean, maybe that's a thing that they're trying to teach us, that non-violent ways of protesting are way better than the violent ones. I think they're trying to make sure that we don't have any kind of revolutions or violent ones.
Yeah, I mean, and it's a tricky subject because obviously I think there are times when a peaceful protests do better.
Yeah,
but let's be honest, no real change wasn't out without a little bit of blood.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Like, we're not gonna act like, you know, you gotta do something.
Exactly, because I mean, it comes to a point where you're tired of getting killed.
Well, yeah, and you don't want your house being bombed or shot up with your kids in it, and you're like, you know what,
just for the color of your skin.
No, literally.
Exactly.
Or just because, oh god forbid, we want rights. Jeez, like, I want to be able to walk down the street without y'all looking at me sideways.
Exactly.
So anyway, but, and that the same thing goes for Thanksgiving.
Yes.
I know when I did my research, I knew some of this stuff wasn't true, but it just really hit me that none of this is true. Literally, like, none of what we were taught about. The I don't even think there was a dinner together with the Indians.
No.
No.
Yeah, not at all.
But why would they teach that as fact? They are teaching that as straight up fact.
Good question.
It's not.
I mean, I don't know. Like, I wonder what the intentions are behind it, because it does show, like, you know, different cultures getting along and eating together, and that, you know, the Pilgrims taught the Indians this and the Indians taught the Pilgrims that. Like, I think it has like a good message of like, we should all get along, but it is definitely false.
Wait,
like,
yeah,
I think in the beginning, like, they were, like, from what I remember, in the beginning they were friendly, but then things progressed whenever the Native Americans realized that they were getting screwed over and getting killed and all this kind of stuff.
And the diseases that the white people brought over.
Which, I mean, it's technically not the white people's fault.
But also, you're nasty. How come were there no diseases that the Native Americans had to pass on to the white? Why did, you know what I mean? You don't hear about the white settlers dying off.
That's true.
They were just nasty.
You're nasty.
That's what happens when you live in those
said
sewage.
By Raven Simone. You're nasty.
You're nasty. Well, that's what happens when you live in filthy cities with terrible pipelining and pipes and stuff.
Oh,
and
right.
You go to these people who just, like, live in nature. And they're living their best lives. And then these other people are in these nasty cities coming over here with the little diseases from the rats.
From the rats.
We are not here for it. They were living their best little lives until they came over. But yes, yeah, so basically, they did come over here and there were a couple different settlements.
Mm-hmm.
I think there were times when, yes, the Native Americans and those settlers did trade. They may have, you know, traded food, stuff like that. But there's no, at least for what I found, there was no one specific time where they sat down in thanks of each other.
No.
That was not a thing.
Right. So I think it is kind of interesting to talk about where Thanksgiving came from in the first place. As we know, a lot of, like, celebrations that we have now are kind of, like, based off of pagan holidays. Did you know that?
I figured
them pagans were doing
pagans.
Something. So it says that from an article that we will definitely link in the show notes for this episode, but it said that celebrations meant to give thanks for the harvesting season were plentiful and varied much before the Pilgrim's story. So it is kind of hard to, like, pinpoint exactly when it started, but there are a few different what is it called? What am I trying
theories?
To say? examples. So there's a few other like examples of it happening before the Pilgrims got there. So this does say decades before that some Spanish settlers in the colonies got together yearly with the Seloui tribe for a friendly feast. And it does say also that people also believe that Thanksgiving started back in 1637 when the Massachusetts colony governor John Winthrop declared a day to give thanks for the fact that the colony soldiers had recently slaughtered over 700 members of the Pequot tribe. So I think that's actually fucking wild that we're celebrating. Like, that's literally how people are celebrating thanks, is by killing a whole bunch of people.
I heard that they were giving thanks because they were starving so bad, because apparently they said when a lot of the settlers came over here, they didn't really know how to hunt, fish, farm, or anything, mm-hmm. combined with the fact that a lot of the land up there is not great for all that anyway. Mm-hmm. So they went through periods of like basically fasting involuntarily because, you know, they didn't have food,
shit to eat.
But they would have little give thanks days whenever they could find food or they had food, and they'd be grateful. Also something else like that, but nothing like they were shaking hands and kissing babies, you know, celebration with the Native Americans and these settlers. So that's completely false. But I guess that they needed some kind of a better narrative to make once again, because we live in America and we were this is Canada.
This is America.
But it is hard to come to terms with the fact that maybe the country you live in and you love didn't start out great on any terms. You know what I mean?
Correct. Yeah.
It's hard to be like, we messed up, but here we are now. You know what I mean? So,
but I mean, we're still,
it's an excuse.
But. I mean, we're still screwing over Native Americans to this day.
Oh, yeah. And others.
So, yeah. Plenty of other groups of people. So, I mean, it's not like we're learning our lesson. So maybe it is something that we need to kind of come to terms with, is that we're shitty. And maybe if we really cared about our self-image of, like, you know, how we founded this country, maybe we would do better by rectifying those mistakes. But, I mean, we're not, so.
No, yeah. And I definitely think there could be a lot of other things, because we give them, from what I know, we'll give them land. And apparently, you see that pipe bursted. What was that pipe called? The Native Americans were, and others were protesting for them not to build it.
Yes.
Because it's sacred land, but they're like, money, money. Yeah, but apparently that pipe burst and a bunch of oil went everywhere. So, on their sacred land. I just don't understand how you're like, here's some land, y'all, and then you don't give them respect.
The Dakota Access Pipeline.
That's what it is. Apparently the pipe burst, so.
And then, that's so shitty, dude. I don't understand. Like, we literally, like, give them land, and then, like, we're going to be like, oh, no, but we're going to, you know,
use
whatever we want.
It's not like you're sacred. It's just like, you won't even see the pipe.
Exactly. You won't even notice that it's there.
Oh, it bursted. Oh,
yikes. Well, thank you for letting us use your land.
Thanks for your time. Here's a broom, a mop. Good luck. That's what we do. And where are the reparations? I don't even think, where are the reparations for the African Americans either? I'm still waiting on my family's reparations. What about you?
Oh yeah, for sure. I'm still poor.
I'm not a millionaire yet.
Exactly.
Is that what reparations are for?
I think so.
Anyway, so yes, the government basically treated them like dirt, and they're still trying to act like they didn't in the history books.
Yeah, which is wild, because I mean, how are you gonna like say that you didn't and you continue to do so? So
yeah,
I'm confused.
It doesn't look good, and I get it.
I mean, we do learn about the Trail of Tears, so I mean, there's that.
They teach us like about one bad thing.
Exactly.
It's like, here's,
which is crazy, right?
Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, here's slavery as a whole, horrible, but Martin Luther King was peaceful. And that's how we should all be.
Right.
He peaceful against the white people.
Right. Because every time we hear about a war that didn't go well, they definitely make sure that we hear about that one.
Oh, no, for sure.
Oh, it's not wild. But, oh, wow. You know, he's talked about the peaceful protests and that Martin Luther King did actually, you know, help us get the rights that we do have somewhat. But like Malcolm X and like different wars that didn't work out well, they make sure to pinpoint those. So we know that whenever they did try to fight, it failed.
They ended poorly.
They're trying to stifle us.
No, yeah, they're trying to be like, yeah, nonviolence. And obviously, to an extent, I am not advocating for people to go out and just be reckless and violent.
For sure.
But I mean, how can you look at somebody who's being targeted for violence for no reason, basically, for the color of their skin and their family, and you're going to sit them and tisk, 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 don't fire with fire is not good. It's like, exactly. Okay, yeah, no, true. But also, you want me to sit here and just let you shoot up my house?
Right.
And my kids are here and you're trying to kill us because mm-hmm. I walked on the wrong side of the street? Or God forbid, I don't want to sit in the fucking back of the bus every single time?
Right.
You know what I mean? Stupid stuff like that.
Exactly.
So it's just kind of annoying when they just twist history to kind of be like, well, white people were bad. You know, we made a lot of mistakes, but we had good intentions. And I'm like, that's what I feel like they're trying to create the narrative of it. Yeah. It's like, yeah, bad things. But also, and I hate how they make the North, remember in the Civil War, North versus South?
Oh, yeah.
They try to make the North seem so good. And but the North was fighting for slavery. No, literally, Abraham Lincoln freeing the slaves had nothing to do with them caring about people or caring about African Americans at all.
No.
I think it was for economic reasons.
Oh, for sure.
So I'm like, even with that, they're being like, well, the North, they knew it was wrong and they
the fight. They
I'm like, no, they wanted to get rid of slavery, but it's because they were trying to hurt the South with the cotton and
with the cotton and all that.
Exactly. So even then they try to make it look like that battle was really for African American rights. I'm like, no,
not at all.
Because arguably after the Civil War it just got more violent for African Americans, because I remember
and I mean, it's not like they try to make the slaves know that they are free. It took them until, that's why we celebrate Juneteenth.
Yeah, it was like a year later and they're like somebody had to come down from the North and they're like, hey guys, I know no one's told you, but you can go now. And they're like, what? You know, the South, they're like, whoa, shoot, who's gonna tell them?
Exactly. Right. Why would they?
No, literally, you're gonna literally sit there because, you know, you make a ton of money off these people and you're, as a terrible person, you're not gonna go in there and be like, well, God, let you go.
No.
Like, oh, they'll make me.
Exactly.
So they didn't even know, and they were left with nothing. They were literally left with absolutely nothing. Like, okay, well, get out of here.
Yeah. To where?
To what am I gonna do? I have no money, no property, no rights. What the heck am I supposed to do? So, you know what, we went on a little tangent there, but we're just saying American history, there's a lot of things that are a hot mess.
Oh, for sure.
But that's why it's always good to do your own research. And that's on anything. Just like the research we did about our good sis, sweet sis, Pocahontas. That wasn't even really her actual name. Apparently her real name was Emma Newt or Matoka. And I apologize for any horrible mispronunciations. Pocahontas was apparently just her nickname. Depending on who you asked, would mean playful one or ill-behaved child. So we're all little Pocahontases.
That's very true.
But I guess that one sounds more appealing to the mass audiences. I don't know why they chose that one. I have no clue.
Yeah, me neither.
But anyway, basically, she was, as the story goes, there's some truth, like, unlike the Thanksgiving story where relatively none of that is true.
Mm-hmm.
There is some true stuff to this with a lot of twists. So she was kind of a princess, if you will,
mm-hmm.
a daughter of Powhatan, the ruler. He ruled more than 30 Algonquian speaking tribes in the area. So her dad was like head guy.
Yeah.
Of a lot. So
exactly.
She was kind of like a, it isn't really referenced as a princess, but I don't even know if they do that, princesses in Native American mm-hmm. cultures necessarily, but you get the story. So, but she was like 11 or 12.
Mm-hmm.
She was young. Wasn't a grown woman running around
with this raccoon.
No. She never, no, raccoon and hummingbird?
Yeah, I think so.
So yeah, so basically, she did meet John Smith and she did help with translations,
mm-hmm.
but there was no romantic involvement with her and John Smith. She mm-hmm. never married him. They were not a thing. That man was 35, 38. That is terribly disgusting if that is the case.
Yeah.
But John Smith did write in his little diary that she, the beautiful daughter, rescued him from being executed by her father. This has never been proven, and some people say he might have actually mistaken this as more of like a ritualistic thing. Like, he was never going to be killed, but it was just like a ritual.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
John Smith did say she saved him, but there's not a lot of evidence of this kind of narrative other than the fact that he just wrote it.
Oh.
And they think that he might have just kind of, you know, misinterpreted what was going on.
Yeah. Well, I mean, which can be easy to do if you don't speak the language. And
you don't really know what's happening. Yeah. But of course, this narrative took flight. Everybody's like, oh, of course, this Pocahontas, she's turning her back on her own people.
Right.
And she's,
I mean, it does paint like the other as like the dangerous.
Yeah.
Side,
like so. These Native Americans, they're just stubborn in their ways and they don't want to accept these white, you know, and she's helping these white settlers. And
but why would you want to help anybody invading on your personal
girl,
space?
Girl, no. Anyway, so basically they make it into more of like a romantic thing about two cultures. Once again, the two cultures coming together to create some kind of cool union, even though that's not really what it is. But yeah, so basically they brought out the story of this is she falls in with this white man, adopts Christianity, basically assimilates into white culture, mm-hmm. which is what was the theme of that we try to do all the time.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
We have these people and we're like, yeah, assimilate. Like, I even know, and not even necessarily like England and stuff. I even know with the Spanish, they did a lot of trying to like convert the Native Americans to Catholicism. Oh my gosh. Catholicism.
They said, what y'all call that over there?
Catholicism. What's it them there? Catholicism. yes, they set up a bunch of missionaries. So this is like a theme. So they use her as a symbol to basically say, look, she did it and she found the good in the white people. Can't you? And no. All the other Indians are just evil and just don't understand. Yeah, you know, whatever. But they do talk about the Disney movie. I do know that the tribe Pocahontas was from did try to sue Disney for the misrepresentation of her character. However, it didn't fly. They didn't win. And Disney continues to have the movie. However, this article says that, according to this article, this woman says that it did empower some like younger Native American people because Pocahontas in that movie is she's smart, witty.
Yeah.
She's, you know, independent, all those good stuff. So there are good qualities about her. But kind of the narrative that it gives off is a little bit wrong, if you will. So, yes, basically this says that the reason why this her story got changed so much is there's a lot of people who said they were historians that weren't that kind of wrote about her. And a lot of people who just picked and chosen different things from diaries of people back then and kind of constructed their own narrative.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Which, I mean, is not an uncommon thing to do. I mean, it is something common that people do use to push a narrative that they want to push. So, I mean, of course, they're going to show like, oh, yeah, this woman, she went against the evil ways of her tribe and converted into a wholesome woman.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, why wouldn't you want to,
you know, the whole, yeah, the savage to a...
Exactly. A I mean, that's a smart business move. If you are trying to, like, get a whole ass, like, you know, uncivilized land... And, like, get all these people to turn over to be under your control. Why wouldn't you push that narrative? It's a good business move. Is it right? No, it's wrong.
No, but clearly it was effective. But I did remember growing up learning more about Pocahontas. I did remember learning that she didn't marry John Smith. She was, like, 12.
I remember learning about her, too.
She was the OG. She left her family, had her child with her the entire time to guide these ignorant white men across the new land, quote, quote. So they could learn. Boy, I hope she got all the monies.
All the monies.
Because how rude.
Honestly.
But anyway, I do remember learning in school that Pocahontas, you know, wasn't older. She didn't marry John Smith. She married another John. Went back to England, where she later died because of, like, European diseases.
Yeah.
So very tragic, very sad. But it definitely, I do know with the Thanksgiving story, they definitely lied a bit more. So I already kind of knew about Pocahontas. I didn't realize how poorly... Mm-hmm. depicted the story of Thanksgiving was.
Yeah.
It's all...
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely more along the lines of, like, truth with the Pocahontas story. I mean, of course, there's different things that are not, but there's some resemblance of, like, what actually happened in it other than, like, rather than, like, the whole fucking Thanksgiving thing where we sat with Native Americans and ate dinner.
Which is not what happened.
And no, more like we murked them. So...
Yeah. I just think it's important to recognize the wrongdoings.
Yeah.
And then I feel like a lot of people get defensive about it, you know, kind of like,
yes,
you know, that was a long time ago. I didn't do that. You know,
yes.
All true. But it is OK to be like, you know what? We weren't doing so great back then.
Right.
There were things that we made mistakes on. And, you know, if there's any way we can correct it or try to alleviate the situation, because we're not going to act like things that were done hundreds of years ago don't still affect people now.
Oh,
if you look at a lot of minority communities, a lot of them aren't as well off as, like, white Americans. Let's be completely honest with it.
Yeah.
So to sit here and be like, well, that's over, done with, we can't do anything about it now, to me is ignorant. What's the answer? I don't have that, but I do think that a lot of people try to sweep it under the rug and act like it's, you know, it's over now. I'm like, is it over? Because there's still a lot of lasting effects that it has.
Yeah. You know? It kind of just remind me of, like, the whole statue thing that happened on my campus at UT where they were taking down, like, Confederate
war leaders.
Yeah.
Generals. Something.
Yeah. I don't know. There you go. Confederate generals. So they're taking down, like, different things like that and putting it in a museum. And people got really upset about it because they're like, well, this represents history, blah, blah, blah. It does. But there's also, like, whenever it comes to history where, you know, it was about oppressing people and those people are still here, like, black people haven't died out, Native Americans haven't died out. Mm-hmm. So I mean, like, yeah, it doesn't make any sense for you to have symbols that represent oppression for those groups of people where they are there. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So I think it's important to recognize our history for sure, but I think there's also a time and space for it as well. And like you were talking about earlier, where people are like, well, you know, it wasn't me. It was my great, 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 great grandfather, but it wasn't me. But I mean, yeah, it wasn't us either, but we're still affected by it.
Ooh, good one.
And I oof.
And I oop. But yeah, we have the same thing kind of at A&M. We had Sully. He's like the center of campus outside the academic building, and people, it's like a tradition to put pennies at his feet for good luck on tests. But I'm, and depending on who you ask, but it's rumored, and also some of our history professors have confirmed, but it's like they kind of keep it hush hush that he was a part of the KKK.
Oh, great.
So it's kind of like, do you, obviously he's a symbol, and I don't think most people are looking at him as some kind of a KKK guy, but it's like, well, if that's what he really stood for, I think he's like a founder of A&M. So obviously he's very, still very important to the university. Mm-hmm. But to your point, it's like, okay, how much are we going to lift these people up if they did truly have a dark past?
Yeah.
It's like you said, there's a place, we don't have to destroy the statues necessarily.
Right.
But transferring them to more of a museum or more of a place where we are respecting other people and saying, this is the full truth.
Exactly.
Here, he's very important to A&M. You know, thank you for your service in that area. However, comma, you know, he was a part of, allegedly, this heinous KKK group. Mm-hmm. And I know that that's kind of a conversation for even, like, I think Thomas Jefferson. There's a lot of people who, even around America, where the statues, people are like, maybe we should take those down. So instead of having them in more of a kind of a memorial looking light, it should just more of this is history. But of course, you have people that are like, no, you know, they need to stay up because of X, Y, Z. And it's like, do you put them on a pedestal as some kind of an idol if they did something that was not good?
Yeah. I mean, I guess it depends, because I mean, it's kind of going in the conversation today where we have cancel culture, where someone fucks up and then you're like, okay, well, they have to be completely canceled and they're pieces of shit. But I mean, like, if they condone slavery, like,
there are some things that we cannot let slide.
Exactly. So I mean, like, I think there is a time to, like, memorialize, like, the different things that they did do. I mean, Thomas, who we say?
Jefferson, I think, yeah.
But I mean, like, it's just, I don't know. I think it belongs in a history book for sure. I think it belongs in a museum, but I don't think it belongs in a place where it looks like we're basically worshiping these people who were, you know, who were for different things that were not positive. So I think that's where I kind of stand on it, where it is an important part of our history for sure. And I think we need to recognize that and not cover it up, because then we're not going to learn about our truths. And I think that's what we talked about with the whole Thanksgiving thing, where covering that up doesn't really, like, and instead of talking about what really happened and perpetrating this whole other narrative where we were actually friends with these people, I think that's just, it's a lie and it's hurtful, and it doesn't show, like, the true thing that happened. And especially, like, it doesn't make any sense, especially when you can go to the news and see that we're still treating Native Americans like shit.
Yeah, so, and other things, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. I think when it comes to statues and shit like that, they definitely belong in a museum, especially if they did something that was not great. But, I mean, I don't think they should be destroyed.
Yeah, no. Because, like you said, it's still an important part. But I don't know why people get so gung-ho about keeping them up. I'm like, why?
I don't know.
Like, I get, you're like, okay, you know, some people, especially before you found out that information, hopefully, you might have had more of a tie to it then. And you're like, oh, that sucks to find out. Now it's going to be empty space. But so, yeah, I don't know.
It is weird that they're like, really,
they're, like, attached to it. I'm like, excessive. It's okay. It's not going to hurt you if it's down. Because it makes people uncomfortable. But God forbid you care about somebody else's uncomfortableness, because just because you don't feel uncomfortable doesn't mean that other people don't.
I mean, and I also think, because, like, were they really this gung-ho about it before, like, anybody was talking about it? Exactly. So I think maybe it's more of a thing like, oh, this is what people want, and, like, they're usually people who may be, like, different political sides, so maybe that's what it's more about, is like, oh no, like, I don't want what you want. I think it's more of that.
I don't care.
Yeah. I think a lot of the things that we do argue about is because we see each other as the other.
Yeah.
And not because,
not like other people like you that went through a different experience that are having a harder time with something than you. But just because you don't see it or you don't experience it doesn't inherently mean that it doesn't happen.
Exactly.
And that goes for everybody.
Exactly.
But yeah, it's because I think some people are like, oh, it was a long time ago. It's not that serious. They need to get over it. And I'm like, yeah, but if your history is built up, you know, you and your family, ancestors, your legacy is built up around this horrible, horrible act that was done to your people, and there's still ramifications for it, and you still feel some lasting effects of it, and somebody looks at you and tells you, you need to get over it because it happened a while ago. Like, I can understand somebody not fully knowing what happened to another group of people, but what you're not going to do is sit here and try to invalidate it because you don't see it. Of course you don't see it. You're not that person. So I think you have to have some people take a hard look at it and be like, you know what? I didn't live that experience. And maybe somebody else did go through something and it means something more to them. And it's good to be supportive in those areas. But yeah. I don't know how you force people to see that. Because it's so funny because like I'll know people and they'll be normally white. And they'll be in an area where they weren't the only white person. And they'll be like, oh my gosh, I was the only white person there. It was like so uncomfortable. I was like, how do you feel? Like, how do you think minority feel every single day? Like, I really think they don't understand. Yeah. Like, you truly don't.
They don't have self-awareness.
Know about anything because you're living in your own, you guys are the majority for now. Heard the Hispanics are coming close. What? They are by 2020 or something. They're supposed to be technically not a minority group in the sense of population-wise. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now for economic and other institutional things, probably still minority. But anyway, yeah. But yeah, so, and it's hard to come out of your bubble, so I'm not going to say it's easy.
Oh, yeah.
But
I think it is interesting that, yeah, they have a need to point out that they felt like, you know, uncomfortable because they're the only white person there.
No, yeah, I've heard that before. And they were saying, like, rude. They're just like, it's crazy. And I'm like, that's how other races feel.
That's reality for so many people.
You just don't realize it because it's like a fish and you're like, oh, this water is crazy. And they're like, what's water?
True.
Because they're in it all the time. They don't understand until you bring them out of it. And they're like, whoa, wait a second. It's like, no, this is life. This is how most people live. You know what I mean? So
yeah. But I mean, I think it does represent, well, Thanksgiving. I think it represents something that we should recognize where we are grateful for things that we have. And I think it's really, we do shit on it a lot. Like Black Friday starts so much earlier than just mm-hmm. Friday. Like it starts like 5 p.m. on Thanksgiving.
On Thursday, that Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Please be very, very aware that the people that are working on Thanksgiving do not want to be there.
Not at fucking all.
Yeah, I used to work for Old Navy. We're open on Thanksgiving. And I think a lot of places are because of Black Friday, which really sucks. So please be very, very nice and considerate and courteous to the workers because they do not want to be here because you don't want to be at home like you should be.
Exactly. It's just so, but it's crazy that we literally have like a few hours of where we're supposed to be talking about what we're grateful for, and then it goes straight to consumerism the next day or that same day. But I mean, it's a very important day to like really think about what you're grateful for, like we said in the beginning. But it is also important to recognize that those things that we were taught did not really happen. So all in all, I am thankful for y'all for listening and sticking through with us. I know that this podcast is sporadic and it's uploading, but thank you for supporting us in any way that you do, like either by talking about us or telling us that you like us. We like that.
Yes. Shout out to all you listeners. We're very thankful for you, even though sometimes we're a mess, but you see through it to our hearts, to the truth. I'm tired and hungry.
But yeah, so we do have an Instagram. It's Press Podcast. So you can follow us there to stay updated on everything. Also, just to let you know, the year is ending, if you didn't know. But we are going to be doing an end of the year episode. So please email us at presspodcast@gmail.com.
How many Gmails?
Gmails. All of them.
How many?
All the mails. Please email us at presspodcast@gmail.com and just tell us different things about like the show or your favorite moments or different questions that you have for us. We'll definitely be reading them on the last episode. Well, on an episode. Not the last one.
We'll figure that out.
Right. We're going to be talking about it on an episode. So please email us there.
Also, we have a YouTube channel. It's Press Podcast. And you can check out our most recent videos. We have a Halloween one as well as we're going to be uploading one about some very, very vegan Thanksgiving
tasty
foods.
Tasty
check it out. If you're watching our Instagram, once again, you can see it there and you can have all our updates and when we're going to be posting stuff up. We'll be there. So
yes, but until next time,
stay pressed.